WTAW News time is 6 minutes after 7. It's a chilly 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tomorrow, a new community park opens in Bryan. The Dishman Community Park at First Christian Church was built with a donation by Bryan native Charles Dishman, who wanted to do something in memory of his parents.
They said, well, we would really like to develop the 2 acres that we own that adjoins the church as a park for the church and the community to use. And that really triggered my interest when they also said the community.
Charles's father owned Dishman Motors and was mayor of Bryan in the 1940s. Park features include a wedding venue, a prayer path, and picnic tables. The dedication begins at 11 a.m. with a light lunch to follow. Tomorrow is also the 11th annual Boonville Days Heritage Festival at the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. Executive Director Deborah Kalman says shuttle buses will also take festival goers a few blocks away to Boonville Heritage Park,
where there is an authentic restored dog trot cabin that's fully furnished, and we'll have docents over there telling stories about what life was like back in 19th century Boonville here in our local community.
Kalman says several new vendors and demonstrators will be at this year's event, along with authentic chuck wagons selling lunches of chicken fried steak, beans, potatoes, and cobbler. Lunch tickets are available for purchase at the museum. More information about this free event is online at brazosvalleymuseum.org. The city of Bryan has started a project that will improve flood control.
Construction crews will be replacing pieces of 3 concrete creek channels through December. First location's the Steel Creek tributary at North Reed between West 21st and 22nd. That'll be followed by 2 stretches of Burton Creek near Parkway Circle and at the upstream ramp entrance in Tanglewood Park. Construction will take place weekdays between 7 and 5, weather permitting. Further down the road, pun intended, TxDOT will start next summer on more than $2 million of Bryan Street projects. The most noticeable will be repaving Finfeather from Grosbeck to the South City limits. Finfeather will become a 3-lane street for vehicles plus bike lanes, according to city officials, to connect downtown Bryan to Texas A&M. Traffic signals will be replaced next year at 4 locations, 29th and Texas, Villa Maria and South College, South College and Carson, and the junction of Finfeather, Carson, and Turkey Creek. The city's 10% contribution comes from transportation fees.
Thanks, Bill. College Station police responded to the Valero at the corner of Welburn and Holloman yesterday afternoon for a robbery. A black man with dreadlocks chose several items to purchase, but concealed one of the items. According to the report, when he was confronted, he became angry, knocked over a display case, and threatened the clerk. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. A Bryan woman is back in jail 8 days after she was released from her 5th arrest since April and 24th since 1999. That's after a Bryan police officer saw a car run a red light at Texas and 21st. 37-year-old April Thurman was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. She had posted bond following her arrest earlier this month for assaulting her mother and stepfather, charges that Thurman denies. And the latest suspect video released by Bryan Police includes a reminder, lock your vehicles, remove items of value, and always report suspicious activity. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the video of 2 people checking out parked cars outside Planet Fitness on Briarcrest about 6 weeks ago. The suspects entered a locked vehicle and stole property. The video also shows that the suspects still in the parking lot when the victims discovered what happened. WTAW News time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggie Land over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time, the absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58509, 55425, MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit. TTNL Extra expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Do some weather? Let's do it. Brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We'll see a slow trend over the weekend for warmer temperatures as high pressure continues to control the weather. The air mass is going to undergo some modification. That's what will lead to the warmer conditions. For today, lots of sun. We're up to 80 to 85 degrees. Overnight, it's clear, lows near 60. Sunshine for tomorrow, 80 to 85 once again. Clear 60 to 65 tomorrow night. And it's sunny and warmer on Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, high school and college football dominate on Fridays. So Zach Taylor will give you your Aggie football report and your high school football report. In both teams' Big 12 openers, Texas Tech bests Kansas thanks to backup quarterback Nick Schimonek. Greg Ward Jr. and number 6 U of H scored a big win against Connecticut. And in the NFL, J.J. Watt's out for the Texans and Dez Bryant's out for the Cowboys. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't know if you heard there's an election coming up for president.
I might have heard a little bit.
Well, story this morning that should really bother some folks, having to do with whether or not they're really being honest with you. Whether or not the politicians running for president are telling us the truth.
Scott, no.
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Nothing sacred?
I know, the very idea. Well, and here's the deal. There's one guy who's really upset. His name is Michael O'Reilly, okay? Michael is an astrologer, okay? An astrologer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He knows that Donald Trump was born at 10:54 in the morning in Jamaica Hospital in Queens on June 14th, 1946. So, from that, it is possible to divine that the GOP candidate has, quote, a very strong Mars vibe going on.
Ooh.
Okay, now what that means, and this is from the natal chart, okay? That's the chart of what this guy looked like the moment you're born. And basically that means this layout where he's got this strong Mars vibe is the reason that he thinks that the way they do things in Washington now is stupid and sickening. And that, of course, gets folks really jazzed up. They like that. They can agree with that. But it's because of that natal chart. Now, we know Hillary Clinton was born October 23rd, 1947 at the Edgewater Hospital in Chicago. But we don't know what time.
So how do we know?
See, that natal chart.
What the natal chart looked like.
Yeah. And so what they've been trying to do is is some detective work to see if they could find out exactly what time she was born, because that would make a difference.
Now, a huge difference.
At a political event in Concord back in the 1980s, there was one astrologer named Celeste Longacre who said she approached Mrs. Clinton, who told her she was born at 8 p.m. Okay, really? 8 p.m. exactly?
Yeah, that.
How do you even know that?
Right.
You know?
So the resulting chart, astrologers say, shows she's got a strong Gemini-Uranus influence. And, of course, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Of course.
Erratic and unpredictable.
But I believe it.
Just saying, if they just be honest with us. If they just be honest, then we'd know. So one more thing to worry about. Hey, so they're going to be doing a little road work in Bryan. Well,
yes,
actually, they're going to be doing some road work and also cleaning up some waterways, which is a good thing. And obviously, that's city has responded about as quickly as you could ask a city to respond after the flooding problems that they had. So from that standpoint, good to see that they're moving on that. They're going to move on Steel Creek and then a couple of places on Burton Creek. But, man, I guess they looked out at College Station. They said, well, they're inconveniencing their drivers every place they
turn. Yeah, we want to do that, too. Yeah,
don't leave us out.
Yeah, let's
missing
be there.
Out on all the fun.
So it's almost like Finfeather is becoming popular again.
Yeah.
I mean, they got it to the point where it's almost difficult, near impossible, to get onto Finfeather. It used
right.
to be easy to do
oh,
that.
Oh, man, yeah. Talk about that. Because I live over there in that area, and I used to love to use Finfeather to get to downtown Bryan.
Sure.
Exactly, right.
Now I'd never know, and my Siri doesn't know what's going on sometimes.
Siri goes, what are you doing?
Yeah, she takes me through like neighborhoods just to spit me back out into where I can't come like back on. I don't know.
Okay, just a minute here about that, by the way. I forgot. I meant to ask you this last week.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have Siri.
Right.
But Siri is an
Australian guy. I should have just started saying X.
Well, or what Thon or whatever
Thon,
we had yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if we had any kind of a gender identity crisis there that was going on, or if you
there's a little bit of a one sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you could just say you're
it just depends on the day.
Your verbal assistant.
Right.
Could do that.
Yeah. My assistant.
It's
my assistant Jacques.
There you go.
Who's an Australian male.
That's the deal. But in case you didn't hear, they're going to resurface Finfeather. So they're going to rediscover and kind of revitalize Finfeather. They're going to make it three lanes and bike lanes, which will be inconvenient while they're doing it, but afterwards, hopefully better. And like the idea, obviously, that can be a major portal into downtown Bryan. And so they want to make that look good. Is somebody pouring coffee?
Yeah, sorry.
Wow. No, that's okay.
That was so far away from the microphone.
Yeah, no, that's
a cool
effect,
though.
That's what that high def does for you. Yeah, that's
there
for sure.
There you go.
So anyway, in case you didn't know, they're going to resurface Finfeather basically from Grosbeck down to the South City limit. So that, Bryan, so that part will be going on right there. And then they'll put that together. And then, gosh, let me see. Let's change the stoplights out of Texas and 29th. Because nobody's ever there.
Yeah, no, that's not popular.
Yeah, or Villa Maria and South College, because nobody's ever there. And then South College and Carson. But that's the reason they're doing it, because people are there. And then out there where Finfeather and Turkey Creek come. So that's a little bit of inconvenience for you there. I don't know that that quite comes up to the level of taking Rock Prairie Road down to two lanes.
Right. No, I think I think Bryan residents will still be winning.
Yeah. In
the traffic control issues, at least.
Glad I don't have a business over there. You know, I just don't go on that part of Rock Prairie, I find. And I think everybody, if I say parking lot cut through, I think everybody knows what I'm talking about over there. Right? I'd go through the Whataburger and the Walgreens and all that.
Don't give the police officers any ideas, Scott.
I've never done it.
Now they're going to be camping out over there.
They're
issuing tickets.
Never
for
done it. Just see
parking
people
lot
do that.
Cut throughs.
Okay, did we see the story about the Florida cop who reportedly gave an "I'm sorry, I tased you" cake to a woman?
Did you hear about this?
What?
Well, it doesn't matter, because apparently it was an internet hoax.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So the Daily News in New York reportedly they had this photo of a cake that was in fact uploaded to imgar.com. I don't know what that is. In February of 2014, over a year before the alleged incident happened. What had happened is this lady filed suit over an incident claiming that an officer by the name of Michael Waller in Florida used a stun gun against her after he came to the Pensacola apartment complex where she worked. She claims that during that confrontation, he harassed her about her personal life and took a drink away from her. She tried to get it back, and he ended up tasing her. And then what they did is they uploaded the picture of this cake from over a year before that and said that he had actually sent her a cake. So just remember, because it's on the internet, it doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah. Yep.
Just because. Police in Connecticut say a man used a wheelchair to rob a store. 36-year-old Larry Johnson in Waterbury, Connecticut, rolled into the jewelry store in a wheelchair and asked to look at a $37,000 Rolex watch. Once he had the item in his hands, cops said he stood up, maced the sales clerk, and made off with the watch. Prosecutors were able to chase him down, however. Fingerprints were found on the wheelchair that he left behind. Pled guilty to robbery and larceny. He'll be sentenced.
And that's Larry Johnson, Gary Johnson.
No, that's right. Gary Johnson, your guy. Not, he's got...
He's not that far out there.
He's got enough trouble.
Enough issues going on.
And, all right, guy's name is Rob Greenfield.
Okay.
Rob lives in New York City. Rob says that he plans to wear garbage next month.
Like you do.
Of course you would, because that makes you who you are. Hello.
Yeah, there must have been somebody from Apple listening to y'all show yesterday.
Why?
For ginger neutrality.
Yeah.
Siri will now be considered jackwagon.
Again, the second time we use that word, and I like
I have called my Siri jackwagon before.
That's
so.
It.
Where the heck are you taking me?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Jackwagon.
Yeah, yeah. You think you know where you're going, but I don't. All right, so anyway, Rob wants to become a walking billboard of environmental awareness.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, wants to educate and inspire people. That's why he's going to wear a clear suit, which will hold every piece of garbage that he produces for 30 days.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Good for him.
Rob, yeah.
He's going to have zero friends,
I was gonna say,
after this.
Let's hope he's fixing some raw chicken so he can have that there.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
Rob estimates that he'll produce 4.5 pounds of trash per day. Okay.
Wait. All right. He estimates, so let's do the math.
Uh-huh. That's like 120, how would it be, 125, 126.
Pounds?
Yeah, yeah.
How is he going to carry that around?
That's in his clear plastic suit.
You know, good, yeah, that's, you know, it's maybe it's a fitness thing for him. Maybe he's just trying to get in shape.
Yep, they're saying that this suit will.
Rob's dumb.
Will weigh about 135 pounds. A film crew will follow Rob around New York.
Of course.
Yes. There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
There has to be some sort of money involved right there.
Oh, yeah. Rob just wants to be famous.
I'd carry 125 pounds of trash around with me if I got paid by a big movie studio.
Sure. I would not.
Yeah. Find another way.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. It's so we've got a little cool snap today. That's kind of nice. Cooler this morning than it has been. So how does that change your outlook in life? How does that make things different for you? How is your world different because it's cooler outside? We talked about how now that it's kind of cool, you could maybe do outdoor activities almost any time without having to worry about it being too dang hot. But, for instance, does this kind of weather make you want to exercise more?
I would say it makes me want to be more active because it is, or at least do more outdoorsy things. But I wouldn't say it's like making me want to go to the gym more often than
not. All right. Brad, how are you on that?
For me, you know, since for the past 3 weeks I've been on this health kick and I've been, you know, walking 6 miles every day and everything like that. I've been waiting for this temperature.
Yeah, this is good for outdoor walkers, runners, sure.
Now I can do it, yeah.
What they're telling us from the University of Maryland, they're saying if you are having trouble making that decision between the couch and the workout, after 1 week or so of inactivity, your brain begins to suffer.
Uh-oh.
Researchers from the University of Maryland found that they set out to determine exactly how long it takes before your brain begins to change because of the lack of stimulation. So what they did is they got a bunch of people who were already active, and they asked them to stop being active. They tested 12 competitive runners between the ages of 50 and 80. Who regularly run 35 miles or more a week and who had been running for at least 15 years. So they felt like they had a pretty good baseline there, what they'd been doing behaviorally. Their cognitive skills were put to the test before and after a 10-day rest period. They did MRI tests to see about the blood flow so they could track that in the brain. And they found the results after the rest period, rather surprising. The runners recorded much less blood flow to their brains. Their cognitive function did not seem lessened. But since one measure of healthy brain activity is blood flow, the researchers say, you know, skip the couch and head to the club. Here's the deal, though. You have to get to that point. These are people who have been running for a long, long time, and they run a long, long way.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get to that point first. The rest of us schlums who are sitting around not exercising at all, what it's doing to us.
And that's kind of the point, right. I don't know what the research, why are you testing people who have been exercising for a long time? They're not going to want to stop.
You don't need
to prove to them, hey, you shouldn't exercise, or you should exercise. They've already been doing it.
What's up?
As soon as the weather gets good in Texas, then the allergies kick in.
Well,
that's
the whole thing. I talked to a lady yesterday who was saying the whole same thing. I said, well, get outside. She said, I can't. I got to work inside.
Hey, we have a text. I have to share this because it's too funny. Going back to Trash Man in New York City.
Yes.
If he's only wearing a clear plastic suit, I'd be more worried about day zero than day 30.
The Benghazi attacks. The mere phrase invokes strong feelings and produces many different versions of the story. But if you want a firsthand account separate from political or media bias, then attend the MSC Scona presentation of 13 Hours, the inside story of the Benghazi attacks, presented by Mr. Chris Tonto Peronto, who was on the ground that night and presents a firsthand account of what actually happened. It's Thursday, October 6th, 6 p.m. at Rudder Auditorium. TAMU student tickets, $5 and $8 for the public. Don't miss this lecture.
Good morning, 727 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Pretty nice out there today. 81 will be our high. Winds out of the north at about 5. Down tonight to about 58 or so for high school football or anything else that's going on outside. 83 for our high temperature tomorrow, and again down near 60 for tomorrow night. And gradually going to warm up. It's 86 on Sunday, and we're going to be up to 88 by Tuesday of next week is what they're telling us, but no mention of rain in the forecast. Winds out of the north right now at 5. 87% relative humidity. We've got 56.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Well, it happened again, folks. A man that police say killed a motorist in Dallas and killed another victim in Cedar Hill, Texas, is in the country illegally, and he had been deported 3 times. Dallas County authorities say the suspect, Juan Navarro Rios, gave him a fake name. He has an extensive criminal history. He was convicted of assault in 1995. A year later, he was convicted of hindering prosecution and deported. But that didn't stop him. By 2009, he was deported again for re-entering the country and falsely claiming he was a citizen. The following year, he was prosecuted in Georgetown, Texas, for vehicle burglary. He went to prison, was released, and was once again deported in 2014. That didn't stop him. Now, after murdering 2 people, Juan Navarro Rios, the triple deportee, is once again behind bars. Now, here's the unpleasant reality we need to face. Murder victims like these in Texas mean nothing to politicians like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the Democrat Party, and they certainly mean nothing to so-called pro-immigration activist groups. The Democrats' agenda is to give so-called compassion, so-called sanctuary, and actual tax dollars to those who brazenly and repeatedly break our laws. Any serious attempt to get control of our southern border or punish those who breach it is met with vicious outrage. And if you demand change, they call you bigoted and racist, xenophobic, and all the rest. The question facing you this November is, are you fed up with this?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 56 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Business at this week's Bryan City Council meeting included approving another joint agreement with the Texas Department of Transportation.
TxDOT says construction will start next summer on $2.2 million of projects at six locations. City will pay 10% through transportation fees. Most of the money will go towards repaving Finfeather from Grosbeck to the south city limits. Finfeather will become three lanes for vehicles, and bike lanes will be added, according to city officials, to connect downtown Bryan with the Texas A&M campus. This project also includes new traffic signals at the intersection of Finfeather, Carson, and Turkey Creek. The agreement also calls for new traffic signals at Carson and South College and Villa Maria, and Texas and 29th. There will also be new flashing beacons at Highway 21 in Marino near Coulter Field Airport. In an unrelated project, the City of Bryan has announced construction has started on replacing concrete creek channels at three locations. Weather permitting, the project will be completed in December on Steel Creek Tributary at North Reed between West 21st and 22nd, Burton Creek at the upstream vehicle ramp in Tanglewood Park, and Burton Creek near Parkway Circle. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This year marks the 150th anniversary of First Christian Church in Bryan. Part of the celebration includes tomorrow's dedication of a new community park.
I wanted to do something in Bryan. I grew up there, and I love the little town, and it's not so little anymore, though, is it? And so I wanted to do something in memory of my parents.
Charles Dishman donated the funds for the park that sits on the west side of the church property and features picnic areas, a volleyball court, and gardening boxes.
I have been told that this area around the church is has gone through some difficult periods in the last number of years, and that it is coming back, and that they and so I thought, if there's some way I can help the neighborhood and the children in the neighborhood have a place to play.
Tomorrow's dedication of Dishman Community Park at First Christian Church begins at 11 with a light lunch to follow. You can also celebrate the community's heritage and learn about Brazos County's pioneer history tomorrow at the 11th annual Boonville Days Heritage Festival. Activities for the whole family will take place both inside the Brazos Valley Museum and on the Brazos Center grounds.
Part of our mission is to bring the best of science, natural history, and cultural history to the community, and we feel that Boonville Days is one opportunity for us to really do that for the public.
Executive Director Deborah Kalman says they have several new vendors and demonstrators this year.
Different leather workers and wood turners. We have folks from the San Jacinto Monument coming. So we have a really great turnout this year. I'm really proud of all the things that we have going on.
Kalman says authentic chuck wagon lunches will be available for purchase, but they typically sell out, so she does recommend purchasing your lunch ticket from the museum before tomorrow. Visit BrazosValleyMuseum.org for more information. Congressional approval of short-term funding of the federal government also included language that gives up control of the agency that assigns internet domain names. That has led to the attorneys general in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arizona to sue the Obama administration. Among those who are also opposed to giving up oversight is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who predicts the United Nations would take over the ability to control content.
For instance, Russia may decide it's going to control content, and if it's got a big voice at the UN, instead of having the open structure that we have today, you could have something that becomes pretty oppressive in some parts of the world.
The lawsuit says ceding control violates the property clause of U.S. Constitution, which restricts giving away government property. Running a red light results in the second arrest in as many weeks for a Bryan woman. According to online jail records, it's also the sixth arrest since April and 25th since 1999 for 37-year-old April Thurman. A Bryan police officer stopped Thurman's car after witnessing the driver run the red light at Texas and 21st, then failing to pull over for five blocks until she stopped at 18th and Preston. Thurman, who was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions, was out on bond on charges she denies for assaulting her mother and stepfather. Bryan police are looking for three or four black men accused of a robbery during the midnight hour the night before last in the parking lot of Saddlewood Apartments on Welburn Road. The victim, a visitor at the complex, was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. An undisclosed amount of cash was taken. The 16th time Bryan police responded to a home this year regarding a family disturbance, an arrest is made. 49-year-old Charles Farmer is accused of striking his wife twice during an argument Wednesday afternoon. The arrest report did not indicate if the victim required medical treatment. Farmer told police he was defending himself after he was threatened with a knife. A knife was not located following a search of the house and neighboring properties. And Bryan police has released video surveillance of two people entering a locked vehicle and taking items. The video, which you can see online at WTAW.com, also shows the victims arriving at their vehicle while the suspects were still in the parking lot of Planet Fitness on Briarcrest. The video also shows the suspects checking other vehicles while many people walked by. BPD also reminds you to lock your vehicles, remove items of value, and always report suspicious activity. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 56 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik. And we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications, James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are your experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years' experience. For home and metal building foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get your free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info today.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Good morning, 741, the Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're doing some weather now. It's brought to you by the folks who bring you the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. That's Action Sports. They're 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com. Here we are.
We'll see a slow trend over the weekend for warmer temperatures as high pressure continues to control the weather. The air mass is going to undergo some modification. That's what will lead to the warmer conditions. For today, lots of sun. We're up to 80 to 85 degrees. Overnight, it's clear. Lows near 60. Sunshine for tomorrow, 80 to 85 once again. Clear 60 to 65 tomorrow night. And it's sunny and warmer on Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report and your high school football report. Also in college football, big wins for Texas Tech and U of H. I'll give you an update on the MLB's wild card situation. And in the NFL, don't expect to see J.J. Watt or Dez Bryant on the field this weekend. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We were talking the other day. This is the time of year when the new TV shows roll out. Mm-hmm. And I think we discussed earlier this week was the anniversary of the Beverly Hillbillies coming out. Mm-hmm. And all these other shows that were really pretty horrible. And we thought that was the worst TV. And like today is the anniversary of Cheers premiering.
Oh, okay. Right. Nice.
And the Flintstones. yeah. So, for whatever reason, and I'm not exactly sure what the methodology was, Rolling Stone magazine decided that they were going to list for us the top 100 television shows of all time.
All time.
Just so that you would know. So they picked them up. They pulled actors, they pulled critics, they pulled producers, and they asked
them to come up with it. I was going
to
say, who gets to pick this?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
All right.
Number 94 was Jeopardy, which I think is pretty cool,
yeah,
for a game show to be there. Doctor Who in at 87. Arrested Development in at 27.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a personal favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. These are the Cheers, the aforementioned, in at number 20. MASH, 16, which is amazing because MASH ended up having some pretty spectacular numbers on their very last show.
Oh, yeah.
Strangely enough, number 19 is Curb Your Enthusiasm, which
really?
I really enjoy, but that's a little arty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't expect it to be in the, on this list, yeah.
So anyway, so if I ask you guys...
Well, again, though, the general public wasn't necessarily polled.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's just like people in Washington telling us they're smarter than we are. Just sit down, shut up, and pay your taxes. Oh, they do that, don't they? So I don't know. Is there a show or two that you guys generally thought was pretty good and would watch any time?
I feel like my TV taste is much different than other people.
But that's okay. Yes, that's right. But there are people who probably have the same taste.
We've talked about it before. The only TV show that I own on DVD in its entirety is Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. And again, so I've never seen a second of it, so I can't relate to
that.
But,
right.
I'm surprised. What about Breaking Bad? That's not on there anymore?
Breaking Bad is number three.
Number three,
as a
matter
of fact.
That makes sense to me.
Okay, but I mean, again, there's some time situations there. The other thing is, for instance, I really like House of Cards.
Uh-huh. Mm,
but, you know, I'll just sit down and binge watch that puppy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure. how I feel about that. I was okay. For instance, I was okay with 24 for the first 3 years, mm-hmm. and then it just got stupid.
Yeah,
and so there's some shows that start, and so I think that's part of it too—the staying power of the
yeah.
show.
Yeah,
right, right. I mean, I was a huge fan of One Tree Hill back in high school, right. which is you know, just another one of those. shows.
One
but
of those CW type shows.
Right. See, yeah. Oh, I love the CW. But by, you know, season eight, it just started getting crazy. Just too, you know, too many crazy twists and turns. And so one of those that was fantastic in its youth. And then it just started getting a little out of control.
Well, and as time changes, and one, I got a suggestion and got one text in, Carol Burnett, which isn't even in the top 20, which is interesting because, wow. again, she's kind of a legend in the business,
mm-hmm.
been around a while, and the quality of the show, I don't know. I didn't watch the show that much, but the quality of the show was pretty good. It was pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with Harvey Korman on there and
sure.
Tim Conway.
What about Seinfeld? Where does that come in?
Seinfeld came in at number 5. So
okay.
Here's your top 10.
All right.
And so here we go. Number 10 is The Daily Show. Number 9 is All in the Family.
Mm.
Number 8, and interesting, and it premieres this weekend for I don't know what year, Saturday Night Live. This will be like... I don't know how many years they've been doing
this, but
a bunch. Anyhow, so you got that. Then Twilight Zone, number 7. That was an interesting show.
Okay.
Simpsons. I'm just going to say it. Simpsons, real quietly. Because you know, then Clip Howard would
call.
Yeah, right,
call.
Right. So that's 6.
That's number 6. All right. Seinfeld's number 5. Mad Men, number 4.
Mm.
And again, really a big hit with a lot of people, but I was alive and remember a lot of that stuff. So I didn't find it interesting.
I watched about maybe half of the first season, and I didn't really find it that interesting.
Yeah, it's one of those ones I've always heard is great, and I want to watch it, but I never have gotten around
to. Yeah. Number 3 is the aforementioned Breaking Bad. Number 2, The Wire, which I've never seen, but
I've heard
very good things about, too. And number 1 was The Sopranos.
Okay.
All right. It's a
classic,
It is.
It's surprising choices on there, but... At the same time, I mean, I get it, you know, for a lot of them.
Hello?
Hey, what about Cam Kangaroo and Gun?
Say again? What did he say?
I didn't catch it.
All right, I didn't either. But anyway, it's in Rolling Stone. It's out there. It's probably, I bet you could probably find it online. I mean, that's just kind of a thought
that
it might be there and you could pick out yours.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest-growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
He snores too loudly. She is continually stealing the blanket. You don't have to be married for long to know how tough it can be to get a good night's sleep. But who can get some shut-eye with all of the tossing and turning or bad breath? And then there's the daily tug-of-war between early birds and the night owls. It's no wonder so many of us are tired and cranky when we start the day. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has reported that a large segment of the population suffers from a lack of sleep. They've gone so far as to declare it a public health problem. With so many complications, remind me again why most married couples sleep in the same bed? Well, it turns out the health benefits of sharing a bed with your spouse far outweigh the challenges. Studies show that couples who sleep together enjoy measurable health benefits. The Wall Street Journal reported that, quote, sleeping with someone may be a major reason why people with close relationships tend to be in better health and live longer. Sleeping together may also lessen cortisol levels, a stress hormone, and increase oxytocin levels, which doctors call the bonding hormone that helps us feel connected and loved. So if you're married, snuggle up with your spouse tonight. Sharing the bed and the emotional and physical intimacy that goes with it will add to your quality of life and overall satisfaction, and it'll bring you together for a long-lasting relationship. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, it's Friday, and you know what that means, football. And with your high school football report and your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Week 6 of high school football got underway a little early last night as the Bryan Vikings defeated the Navasota Rattlers at Merrill Green Stadium. The win improves the Vikings to 2-3 on the year, while the Rattlers fall to 0-5. Tonight, 3-1 A&M Consolidated returns home to face 3-2 Temple on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Undefeated College Station visits winless Waco University on the Zone 102.7 FM, and 1-3 Rudder kicks off district play against 3-2 Waco on Willie 1550. Kickoff time for all of those games is at 7:30. Elsewhere, St. Joe's entertains Faith Academy on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Brazos Christian welcomes Texas School for the Deaf to town, and Buffalo heads to Bruceville Eddy at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. Remember to check out schedules, interviews, podcasts, and even to listen live to your favorite teams at over to brazosfootball.com. In the college game, 9th-ranked Texas A&M, of course, is on the road tomorrow, visiting SEC foe South Carolina. For a little preview on the Gamecocks offense, here's defensive coordinator John Chavis.
It'll be another game that we're going to be tested because they got a big physical offensive line. They got a couple running backs that can run the football. Got a freshman that's really doing a great job for a freshman running back, and they got some skill outside.
Now for the other side of the ball, here's Aggie offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni on the South Carolina defense under new head coach Will Muschamp.
The front, he's got a couple ends that are good players. He's got two big defensive tackles that are kind of run stoppers, and his kids on the back end can all run. So it's going to be a fun challenge for us.
Kickoff between the Aggs and Gamecocks is set for 3 o'clock tomorrow with broadcasts on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school football and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in college football, backup quarterback Nick Szymanek threw for 4 touchdowns and 271 yards to lead Texas Tech past Kansas 55-19 Thursday night in each team's Big 12 opener. Szymanek came in after starter Patrick Mahomes, who also threw 4 TDs, got injured in the third quarter. The Red Raiders have scored at least 50 points in 9 straight home games. Also in college football, Greg Ward Jr. threw for a career-high 389 yards and accounted for 5 touchdowns in just more than 3 quarters to help 6th-ranked Houston beat Connecticut 42-14 Thursday night. The Cougars' next opponent is Navy on October 8th. In the NFL, a person familiar with J.J. Watt's condition says the Houston Texans star defensive lineman had back surgery yesterday and is expected to miss the rest of the season. The Texans take on the Titans at NRG Stadium Sunday, October 2nd at 12 p.m. Pre-game's at 11:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, for the Cowboys, Dez Bryant missed medical appointments and team meetings over 2 days away from the Dallas Cowboys this week. Coach Jason Garrett said Bryant missed an MRI on Monday and a team meeting on Tuesday before finally getting the exam Wednesday. The MRI revealed a hairline fracture and a bone in his right knee, which he injured in last Sunday's win over Chicago. The Cowboys take on the 49ers Sunday, October 2nd at Jerry World at 3:25 p.m. Also for the Cowboys, Randy Gregory's been suspended 10 games by the NFL on top of the four-game ban the Dallas defensive end was already serving for violating the league's substance abuse policy. The announcement Thursday was expected after Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said Gregory had withdrawn his appeal. Gregory won't be eligible until Week 16 before Dallas's Monday night game against Detroit on December 26th. And in Major League Baseball, entering the final weekend of the regular season, here's how the American League wild card shapes up. The Baltimore Orioles moved into a tie with Toronto in the wild card race with a 1-0 victory with 3 games to go. Detroit is 1.5 games out of the final wild card. And the National League wild card involves 3 teams, with the Giants beating Colorado 7-2 at home last night. San Francisco moved within 1 game of the idle New York Mets, who lead the wild card. The St. Louis Cardinals remained 1 game back of the Giants by beating Cincinnati 4-3 last night. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, guys. So, I don't know if you saw the story that there's a discussion that Texas World Speedway would like to host Texas and Texas A&M.
Really?
Yeah. See about that.
But why?
Well, that way they could have a bigger game than Bristol. See? Be able to do that. Okay? So, we'll see.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Which, again, seats looked horrible.
Yeah.
But just the idea of it being at a racetrack was cool.
Haven't been out there in a while, so I'm not sure. My recollection was that there were probably some structural situations that would have to be addressed.
Yeah.
And that has been a working spectorial racetrack. Hey, how you like that? I just made up a word, spectorial racetrack, in a long time, so... I don't know, but if you've heard it out there, so there you go. All right, one of the things I kind of like about the golf tournament they play out in Phoenix is they've got the...
I'm going this year.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Nice.
Because they go out there and they yell and scream at the golfers, which is kind of fun.
On hole 16.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's good. That's probably a pretty good bucket list thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Team Europe is practicing yesterday for the Ryder Cup. They're playing up in Minnesota. And Rory McIlroy and Henrik Stenson, a couple of golfers, having trouble making a 12-foot putt when a guy yelled out, "Hey, even I could make that putt." And it's a big crowd out there, okay?
Yeah.
And so this guy comes down. He's just kind of wearing a sweatshirt and blue jeans, really.
Uh-huh.
12-foot putt. And what happened was one of the guys laid a $100 bill down on the green, and... His name is David Johnson. He's from North Dakota. He lined up the putt, and he made it. And of course, the crowd goes wild. He's doing fist bump and all that, and they interviewed him afterwards.
I was certainly heckling Stenson on behalf of Team USA. They had a putt. Each of them tried, I think, 2 or 3 times. Were unsuccessful. I happened to yell out very loud and obnoxiously that I could make the putt. Heard me, called me out. I had the opportunity to do it, and for some reason it went in.
It really did.
If you're a sports fan, go Google this video. It is fantastic.
Chelsea told me about it this morning, and I specifically left it out of my sports report so that we could talk about it here.
Well, and
then
then he gave him the $100 bill, and they autographed it for him.
Yeah,
so he's got that.
And
so
that was the best, is even the golfers, you know, got excited.
They did.
Awesome.
They congratulated him. They hugged him. It was the crowd went wild.
Thank goodness he made it. Oh, yeah, because then you look like the biggest jerk in the world.
And, I mean, he lined it up a little bit, but mean, he didn't, obviously, he didn't yip it or anything.
It is a 12-foot putt. Yeah. This is not.